Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. news outlets say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Democratic Representative Marcia Fudge to head the Department of Housing, Housing and Urban Development. Fudge is the second African-American to be named to Biden's cabinet, following Biden's decision Monday to name retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary. The incoming president has been under growing pressure by minority advocacy groups to fulfill his campaign promise to diversify his cabinet with a wide range of blacks, Latinos, and Asians. Biden will also nominate Tom Vilsack to lead the Agriculture Department, a job he held for 8 years under former President Barack Obama, for whom Biden served as vice president. President Trump and President-elect Biden held simultaneous events focused on the COVID-19 pandemic. On Tuesday, President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It is unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden is also calling for people to wear masks in public for the first 100 days of his administration. The president-elect also pledging to bring coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open most of the nation's schools during his first 100 days in office. He made the announcement Tuesday, adding that the promise is dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to protect students, teachers,